Blog Talk Radio. Sharing with you a little bit right now about the Fundamentals of Bible prophecy. Okay, this is Satan's age, not God. Another key to Bible prophecy is an understanding of the role and effect of Satan, the devil. His influence over the world is so pervasive that Paul calls him the God of this age. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and 4. An understanding of Satan's influence is necessary if we are to understand prophecy. The devil exerts a powerful influence over human affairs. Bible contrasts this age of Satan's role with the age to come. Matthew 12, 32, Ephesians 1, 21, as Paul explains, Christians must be in this age struggle against all the various powers of evil that hold sway in the darkness around us against spirits of wickedness on high. 20th century New Testament. The past century alone has witnessed many evil rulers influenced by the prince of darkness. The Apostle Paul tells us that Satan leads the whole world astray. Revelation 12 and 9. And the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. Before God created the heavens and earth, he made angels. An angel of high position chose to become an adversary to God and was therefore renamed Satan, which in Hebrew means adversary. Revelation 12 and 4 indicates that Satan calls the dragon dear, and in verse 9, threw a third of the angels into rebellion. The angels follow him are demons, evil forces Paul warns us about. The age to come, as in Mark 10, 30, Luke 18, and 30, will be the free of Satan's influence. God let the Apostle John see in a vision the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, being seized and bound for 1,000 years so that he would deceive the nation no more until 1,000 years were ended. Revelation 20, 2 and 3. New Revised Standard Version is where that text came from, that birth scripture. The imprisonment of Satan began the prophesied age to come when the kingdoms of this world will come the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ in the kingdom of Revelation 11 and 15. With the devil bound, the world will experience peace under Christ's rule. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on forever. As it is written, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. That is the word of the Lord. And I am pleased to share it with you. And when I come back, I will move on to the next portion. We will be sharing a bit more. Yeah, right now. If I can get this up, I'm going to go to and audio. I'm going to play a little sound for us. Share with me in the meantime. All the number here is 929-477-2573. While I am tempted to get that audio up, I'm going to share with you this writing that I do a lot of writing and a lot of share another part of my post here that I have written. And just then, I've lost the connection. So we're going to move on. This is the Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly, Love Talk Radio. I am Rick Sonia, and here is where we become aware, we become enlightened, and we are encouraged, because once we have more awareness and knowledge and information, then we can become, we will become more encouraged and make sound judgments and sound decisions on what it is that we ought to be about doing. That being said, I don't understand why all of a sudden my audio has started to, okay, here it comes. Here it comes down. I'm going to play this clip right here, and I'll come back. We'll continue on another system.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th Emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa to liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your head up high, no more will we cry. Yeah. Our history that they stole, Africa, is written in our souls, Africa. Oldest nation on this earth, know just what you were. Well, well, ships that sail to distant places robbed us of our rights and worth. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the God you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky, hear that awful father's cry. And today we're still in chains, take the shackles from our mind. You're the cornerstone, the King upon the throne. How beautiful art thou, Africa. Our nation has to bow, Africa. Don't you fall from grace, you're that sacred place.
Motherland representer, I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant, and I demand her attention. Can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity, soul made in Niger, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say, but it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you, so before I have seeds, gotta understand my roots, gotta understand the truth. We is all kings round here, life's not all fair, work to all dead, all going hard to a urn like a pauper. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her, Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth, know just what you were.
Oh,
and claim it as their own, Africa. But now we must stand tall to break down all these walls. Our children must be taught of Africa, the science and the arts of Africa. Educate yourselves, Africa, to liberate yourselves, Africa. Keep your heads up high. Beautiful art thou, Africa, a legend of the bow, Africa.
Right now, the time is 6:17 a.m., and we are currently at 75 degrees, but it's going to reach up high as 93 degrees. So make sure when you go out and you are drinking your fluid so you don't dehydrate. Because if you dehydrate, it's very easily and likely that you're going to, you can possibly have a stroke from a heat stroke and pass out. And we don't want that to happen. I've experienced that myself, being out there in the heat and in the hot sun, and got over exhausted and had a heat stroke. And as a matter of fact, just the other day when I was out, I saw a gentleman had went through the same trauma. He had a heat stroke, passed out from the heat, and the ambulance that came. So let's be proactive, not reactive. Take care of yourself. You know, we need that fluid in us. We need that water. So make sure you're drinking that water. And now, with that being said, I will continue on. Those that want to call in, you may do so. Call in number, once again, and pull it up again. It is, if you decide to call and listen online and listen live, you may do so. It's 929-477-2573. 929-477-2573. This is Antonia of Blog Talk Radio, partner of Synony. I also have Facebook where you can follow up on my writing and the programs that I post here on Facebook. And I have Twitter, so I have a Twitter account, so you can also follow my programs and my things on the Twitter account. And I'm often, most often, post on the Google. Wow. Now, something else I'm going to share right here with you. See, these things is something that we really, really, we need to be talking about. We know that we serve a good God, and that's true. That's very real. But there's also things that God wants us to be aware of, that God has made this information aware to us, because everything that the Most High has attempted or what has planted in us, there's an adversary, a very real adversary, that comes to steal and take away everything from us, to keep us from honoring and serving the Creator. So I'm going to be sharing, we are in this world, and there are two different entities. Actually, the Bible, well, according to what I just read, Satan is the God. Paul said Satan's the God of this world. And we are going to be facing all kinds of struggles and adversities as long as, well, in this world, in this age that we're living in now. I'm going to share the, right here, I think that's the one I just read to you, this faith at God. Yes, I did. So I have another writing that I want to share, the seven last plagues. The seven last plagues. What will happen after the six seals of Revelation? Six are open. For the great day of his wrath has come. And who is able to stand? Revelation 7. Revelation 7 then describes the protection of the 144,000 and the great multitude. Revelation 8 describes the opening of the seventh seal. God's direct punishment on a rebellious world. This consists of the seven trumpet plagues described in chapters 8 and 9 of Revelation. Finally, in Revelation 11 and 15, the seventh trumpet, the famous last trumpet, is sounded. Christ returns in power and glory, but even as his return, the deceived nation of mankind will fight and curse him who is their very creator. Revelation 16:21-14. God be the glory. Here's another episode. That's why that word registered to you. Meditate on that word. Here is another concert excerpt I'm going to play. Can you come out? Well, now, have I lost the connection there? Here it comes.
Them break us apart, no. Would you let them, hey, would you let them break our hearts, would you let them, would you let them break us apart, would you let together they can't break us, we are strong. Divide us and the road leads to destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon.
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your mind, please don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said and done, we're more than blood. Would you let them break us apart?
Nah.
Would you let them, hey, would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them, would you let them break us apart? Would you let them, hey, would you let them break?
Road we march, always have love in our heart, but see
and surer. Every day the rich I get rich and the poor I get poorer. Unite the people in and from the diaspora. No corruption now, come through the door and say amen.
Don't you lose your way. Material couldn't make I share. We have love and happiness, so we'll be alright. Would you let them break us apart?
Nah.
Would you let them?
No, we would not never, yes.
Would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them? Would you let them break us apart?
Nah, nah.
Would you let them?
No, we would not never, yes.
Would you let them break our hearts?
Yes,
would you let them? Together they can't break us, we are strong. Divide us and the road leads to destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon.
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your mind. Please don't you be so blind. Not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said and done, we're more than blood.
Now, I'm going to share a little bit of this inspiration that I had written too as well on another one of my groups that I have pulled together. It's called Inspirational. Now, first of all, let me want to reveal to you that my inspiration comes from a force that's far beyond myself. I am not about giving up. Soon, I will be sharing inspiring posts that y'all will allow me to create YouTube. Hopefully, that's what I'm looking forward to. I haven't gotten around to working on it yet, but it's an idea. Everything starts with thought, an idea, and then transitions into form. So that's where I'm focused on, headed on pulling together something on YouTube. I have come too far, and I have a way, still have a way to go yet. And I will not rest until I've done all that my Lord has said to me. And his work is done. I want to hear these words, well done, well done. And there's a lot of work to be done. And so I won't be idle. I will continue to work and press forward for as long as I can, as long as I am able to. Bless you. I hope that you found something that within this segment that has really inspired you and persuaded you to be blessed. Take care of yourself, bless someone else. And in case you have not heard, be aware, if you're going out, it's going to be out in the evening or around water, make sure you spray yourself very well, because that Zika mosquito has been noted here. And so I would assume that it's been telling us that they're saying that, I don't know, the last number I think I heard might have been 12, but I believe if they say that it's 12, then it's much more than that, that they probably have not even recognized that. Be blessed and stay tuned, and I hope that the words that I shared with you today, they will bless your life. Pray again. I'm Rich Zonia, God of Assembly, Spiritual Assembly of God. Bless the love. Our time is up. Let's go now. So until the next time, get to pray. Pray always.